Other Side of Midnight presents The Midnight Files.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it to tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you?
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I've been saying all week, today could be the day. I have been waiting and wondering and watching, waiting for the Pentagon to release their report on unidentified aerial phenomenon. This was a provision of the COVID stimulus bill, which requires the Department of Defense and some key intelligence agencies to disclose to the public what they know about unexplained aerial phenomenon. And so far, we haven't seen the report, but a lot of us are wondering what's going to be in it. Well, a gentleman who may have some idea is journalist, UFO expert and former employee of the British Ministry of Defense, Nick Pope, one of my favorite people to talk to on this subject. Mr. Pope, it is great to talk with you again. Thanks for staying up late with us.
Good to be on your show again, Frank.
The pleasure is all mine. Now, just if people haven't heard our previous conversations, Mr. Pope, remind folks what exactly you did with the British Ministry of Defense.
I was a civilian employee there for 21 years, and for much of the early 90s, I was effectively running their UFO program. My job was to assess the sightings, to see whether there was anything of any defense interest, and I kept up my interest. After that, I thought this was too important and interesting a subject to walk away from, and I continue to comment on it to this day in the media.
Now, has the British government ever made a report like the one that we're expecting from the Pentagon? And if so, what has the British government disclosed about what they know about unexplained aerial phenomenon?
Well, it's an odd one because the British government did two things. Firstly, they did declassify and release an awful lot of their UFO files, many of which I wrote, about 60,000 pages of documentation, some pretty highly classified. The other thing they did, which is maybe more similar to what we're going to see imminently, is that we did commission what I think you would probably characterize as a full intelligence assessment of the phenomenon in entirety, rather than case-by-case investigations. Now, that turned out to be a little bit of a disappointment, because the author of that study went off really down a bit of a rabbit hole pursuing a personal theory of his that these things might be exotic atmospheric plasma phenomena. So it was a good in-depth study, but a rather bizarre conclusion.
Well, I'll say, so what are you expecting will be in this report? You strike me as somebody that is, in general, a pretty sane and sober guy, and somebody that has experience of navigating government bureaucracies. Given your experience with the British government and you studying this as a journalist here in the United States, what are you expecting that we'll see?
Well, first of all, I'm not expecting the word extraterrestrial or alien to appear much, if at all, even though my understanding from a number of leaks coming out of the system is that some of the people looking at this haven't ruled out that possibility. But I think on past form, if you cast your mind back to when the existence of this Pentagon program called ATIP was released, when that kind of story broke that they had this thing, Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which among other things was looking at UFOs. The DOD tried to spin it as being all about next generation aerospace and weapons threats. And I think, if you ask me to guess what we're going to get, I think we're going to get more of the same. We're going to get a lot of talk about drones, a lot of talk about keeping American airspace secure, not so much talk about aliens.
All right. In terms of some of these videos, which have now been well documented and well reported on, including by the New York Times and 60 Minutes, for instance, on 60 Minutes, the naval pilot that was from the crew of the USS Nimitz, Commander David Traver, described what it was like seeing one of these tic-tac-shaped objects.
So as we're looking at this, her backseater says, "Hey, Skipper, do you?" And about that got out, I said, "Dude, do you see that thing down there?" And we saw this little white tic-tac-looking object, and it's just kind of moving above the whitewater area.
Well, now, what do you make of the videos that we have seen, including that Nimitz video, in which the Pentagon has confirmed the authenticity of these videos that seem to show unexplained aerial phenomenon?
Well, I guess all I can really say is that I agree with the Pentagon's assessment on this, which is that at present it's unknown. And of course, that's the thing. When this report, and it's going to actually go from Director of National Intelligence to the Senate Intelligence Committee, even though the DOD have a big part in it, but it's DNI is going to have to sign off on this. We may not get a simple answer. We may not get one neat solution. This is what we think it is. We may get a whole bunch of things. Some of it might be Russia, some might be China, some might be our own tech, and some might be something else that they may not be able to put their finger on.
Talking with Nick Pope, he is a journalist, a UFO expert, and a former employee of the British Ministry of Defense. You mentioned the Director of National Intelligence, who's going to be integral to any of these disclosure efforts. The former Director of National Intelligence in the Trump administration, John Ratcliffe, was on the Fox News Channel with Maria Bartiromo a couple of months ago, and he was asked about this subject. Here's a little bit of what he said.
I want to ask you about UFOs. Unidentified flying objects. The Pentagon is going to come out with a report by June 1st, and in the $2.3 trillion omnibus appropriations legislation passed in January, it includes the Intelligence Authorization Act, money for the Pentagon to continue investigating UFOs. John, we're going to get this report June 1st. Can you tell us, have unidentified flying objects been seen?
Well, sure. We have lots of reports about what we call unidentified aerial phenomenon. And this actually is a program that's been in place for a few years in terms of a task force that has been there under the National Defense Authorization Act. But as you correctly point out, Maria, there's now a report that will be issued by the Pentagon, by the Secretary of Defense, and the Director of National Intelligence. I actually wanted to get this information out and declassified before I left office, but we weren't able to get it down into an unclassified format that we could talk about quickly enough. But frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. Some of those have been declassified. When we talk about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery that, frankly, engage in actions that are difficult to explain, that movements that are hard to replicate, that we don't have the technology for, or traveling at speeds that, exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom. So, in short, things that we are observing that are difficult to explain. And so there's actually quite a few of those, and I think that information is being gathered and will be put out in a way that the American people can see. We always, when we see these things, Maria, we always look for a plausible explanation. You know, weather can cause disturbances, visual disturbances. Sometimes we wonder whether or not our adversaries have technologies that are a little bit further down the road than we thought or that we realized. But there are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things that we've seen. And, when that information becomes declassified, I'll be able to talk a little bit more about that.
Two-part question, Nick. One, John Ratcliffe alluded to wanting to declassify a lot of this information while he was still the Director of National Intelligence. Is there generally a lot of internal resistance from within governments to efforts from even somebody as high up as the DNI to declassify this stuff? And two, is there anything that we can gather from his answer in terms of what might lead to some clues as to what might be in this report?
Well, it was a hugely important interview, and he dropped several bombshells, quite deliberately, I'm sure. For years, the U.S. government was saying this was all just misidentifications, hoaxes, and delusions. And so revelation number one, that he, as DNI, wanted to declassify this, but it was all too difficult, and they couldn't figure out a way to do it. That should tell you something. And yeah, I'm hearing that there are disagreements within the U.S. intelligence community and the defense community about the true nature of the phenomenon, and disagreements about how to handle it. And that's maybe one of the reasons why there is this reluctance to declassify. The other absolute bombshell, and I don't think I was struggling to think before I heard this interview whether I'd heard this confirmed before, is the existence of satellite imagery of UFOs. I mean, that I am not aware that the U.S. government had previously disclosed that. And that's hugely important, again, because we now have pilot testimony, radar evidence, forward-looking infrared camera videos, and satellite imagery. All these forms of evidence tend, what they do is they reinforce each other. And if he says, well, some of it, we're wondering if it might be an adversary, but it's difficult to explain in those terms, the implication is we're talking about something over and above Russia and China. And what might that be?
It's a great question. A lot of people speculating that it could be extraterrestrial in nature. President Obama addressed that this week. He said that if there were aliens and we did get confirmation of extraterrestrial existence, that he would hope that this would be something that united humanity rather than divided them along party lines. What's your take on how humanity would react if there were to be confirmed evidence of extraterrestrial visitation to this planet?
I think it depends what the next sentence after that disclosure is. Because I think if the announcement is simply, yeah, we assess that some of this is extraterrestrial, an awful lot of people won't be hugely surprised. I think this subject has come out of the fringe and into the mainstream, and if you look at opinion polls that come out on this from time to time, consistently shows high levels of belief in this. But I think it's the what comes next that's going to determine whether people are just pragmatic about it or whether they, not quite literally, but certainly metaphorically, run for the hills. And if it is anything that speaks to a threat or a potential threat, then potentially we're in some fairly dark side territory here. But if it's, yeah, we think it's extraterrestrial, but we think it's, you know, relatively benign, then that's another matter. But, you know, all the time, when any intelligence analyst looks at something like this, they ask two questions. What's the capability and what's the intent? Well, the capability is pretty darned impressive. John Ratcliffe was certainly speaking to that, as have others. The intent, that's the big one. That's the one we don't know. And that's the one, the answer to which is going to depend, decide how people react. We don't know the intent.
Finally, sir, there have been radio shows like this one and Coast to Coast, certainly, that have covered issues related to UFOs for a long time and treated them in a serious manner. Tucker Carlson has done so on the Fox News channel. But what we've seen over the last 4 years is an explosion of coverage from mainstream media organizations that would never have touched this subject. The New York Times, Washington Post, The New Yorker, Politico, 60 Minutes, CBS Sunday Morning. Very mainstream journalistic organizations exploring this subject in a serious manner. What do you attribute that to, the change of viewing this as a fringe subject to viewing it as a mainstream one on the part of the news media?
It's two things. Firstly, it is the evidence itself, whether it's the videos and not just anonymously circulating on the internet, but put up on the DOD website along with a press release saying, yes, this is genuine US Navy footage, and no, we don't know what it says. So that's part of it. But the other part is this succession of people. You mentioned former President Obama, you mentioned John Ratcliffe, we haven't had time to discuss, but some other people who've made statements on this include former CIA Director James Woolsey, former CIA Director John Brennan, many, many other people. So it's the evidence and the sheer number of people at senior level saying we need to look at this, and it's long overdue. And the media, the mainstream media, may be late to the game, but I'm glad they've turned up and they realized what those of us who've looked at this in government always knew. This was a serious defense and national security issue.
Nick Pope, thank you very much for the time this morning. I hope we can chat again soon.
Thank you.
If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, our phones are still not working, but you can email me, frank.morano@wabcradio.com, or you could find me on Twitter at Frank Morano. That's Frank, M-O-R-A-N-O, or be heard in our Facebook fan group, which is just listed as Morano Radio Fans and Haters on Facebook. That's M-O-R-A-N-O Radio Fans and Haters. And you can interact with some other listeners about what their view of this subject or anything else that we've covered today happens to be. Before we read your comments, I do want to encourage you to make a trip over to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is a life-changing website because on it you can purchase a product which is nothing shy of life-changing. It's Life Change Tea. It's a tea specifically blended with an herbal proprietary formula that gives you more energy without caffeine. It tastes great. There's no fillers, no GMOs. It's completely organic. It's a mild cleanse, a daily detox that gets all of the gunk out of your colon, all the gunk out of your gut, and make sure you have healthy gut bacteria. Trust me, you won't have trouble going to the restroom again. GetTheTea.com. I drink two of these glasses every day. It's delicious, and you'll find that it gives you more energy without caffeine. Go to the website, GetTheTea.com, and if you use the promo code Frank, you'll get to enjoy free shipping anywhere in these United States.